Let's hear from the Sheffield United manager, Nigel Clough, who's live with us here upon the gantry here at Bramall Lane this evening. Well, Nigel, sum that one up. Not good enough in the end.
Mistakes. We've given two goals away here against Coventry at home, two at Peterborough and two today. Very difficult to give teams two goals and try and win games.
In the second half, Doyle had the chance that was well saved by their keeper, but how disappointed are you that that was kind of it in terms of chances on goal?
We got in and around again the 18-yard box. Poor decisions, poor delivery, that sort of thing. Hit the man, first man too many times. Even from our free kicks and stuff, we didn't threaten enough, didn't put the ball in the right area. It's difficult for us to affect that from the touchline. We put the players out there. We ask them to put the balls in a certain area if they can't do it. Obviously, we have to look at that.
Does that suggest that this lot lack a little bit of bottle then, particularly when they're here?
No, I don't think it's bottle. Confidence we're lacking, certainly, at the moment at home, having not won for a few games here. But a lot of effort gone in today. Certainly can't accuse anybody of not putting the lot in. But it's just that final decision or that final ball, which we've had problems with all season as well. But we've got away with it at times because we've not got away with it because we haven't given goals away. We just given goals away. Ian Turner was the one at fault today, and it cost you the game.
Where's his head at then? Because it was a fluke, wasn't it? Their second goal. He won't do that again. I know he's only 20, but he's unlikely to score another goal like that.
Yeah, I think it must have taken him by surprise, but no way should he be getting done from there. And in the first one, we're disappointed he didn't get a hand on it, gone in the near post. Oh, that was a great strike. We should have prevented it getting from that put to that point.
If you take the manner of the performance at Bristol and you look at that today, it almost seems like two different sets of players, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's inconsistency. But once again, the confidence that can drain away in the space of just a few games, you see that today because we haven't done well enough here. But we know what we're capable of. We're still in those playoff places. We're hopefully going to stay in there.
What can you do to affect that change? Because obviously the games keep coming, don't they? And you don't want to be, well, nobody does really, back at sixth almost, because if you're sixth you could easily be 12th in a minute or so.
Yeah, I know, but hopefully we're having our little wobble now, and the next 12 games we'll see it through and make sure we get in the top six. But we can't do too much because we've got 8 injuries today, so there's not too much to change. The players that we're bringing on, Che did okay, you know, we haven't bring Kieran Wallace on in the last few minutes, and the teenagers who were struggling at times, you know, you get senior players who are struggling, you bring teenagers on and they find it tough as well. But we just keep, I think, plodding on and plugging away at it. I think the games have certainly caught up with us. We look dead on our feet at times today, which is the Saturday, Tuesday. All these cup games are brilliant, but it's now that they catch up with you.
Does what you've seen today worry you in some respects? I know that we'll get it. There'll be a lot of worry about the Blades playoff chances from fans who've witnessed what they've seen today.
No, we were more worried 1st of February last year when we were second from bottom. That was just over a year ago. We were worried then. Since then, we've had a reasonably good run. We're in a fifth spot in the playoffs. We've got a game in hand and we're in there by 3 points. I think at the start of the season, we might have settled for that. We're having a bad run at the moment, but we know what the players are capable of. Delighted with Stephen Davis's contribution today coming in. Matty Doan's got another goal again. We've lost Chris Basham for 2 games now with his booking. We've got Terry Kennedy injured. So somebody's going to have to come in and fill in there.
And that came at a period in the game when nothing went right, did it? I mean, they scored, then he got, I forget the actual chronology, but the goal and the booking seemed to follow pretty quickly.
Yeah, they did. I think the free kick probably led to the goal as well. Indirectly, it came back out, and then he put the second one in. So we're going to miss him because he was good again today. But once again, they've had, you know, you're talking about us creating, they've had, what, 2 shots today? 2-3 shots, something like that. But when you give a team something to hang on to, you give them 1 goal, never mind 2, they're going to battle that much harder.
So how do you replace Basham then, right now?
Well, we've got Craig Alcott, we've got Kieran Freeman to come in defensively. So either John Brayford will go in there. And he's struggling as much as anybody at the moment, John Brayford, with his general play and his confidence. So it might do that he goes in centre-half and one of those two goes full-back.
And nobody would have predicted that 3 weeks ago when the Messiah had returned.
Yeah, but that's one of the things that we're contending with at the moment. You know, everything doesn't go smoothly. And he has to improve his form, get a little bit of confidence and everything. But he doesn't look the same player as he did 12 months ago. But that'll come back because we know it's there. And we know the rest of the team can play better. And we'll come back before now and the end of the season. It's a couple of weeks ago, Bristol City, you're on about. And at times we played well today, but we're just chasing the game all the time. It's no coincidence. You go ahead at Rochdale, you go ahead at Notts County, you go ahead at home to Swindon, and you win the games. You go behind, it's a different game.
I have to ask, as the fans are going to want to ask, given the centre-half issue right now, does Neil Collins get a look in? He's clearly a fan's... Is he likely to be fit at all during this spell? Because he's clearly a fan's favourite. He's done well for this football club historically, but he's not somebody that you favour.
Well, he's been out for now 3 months with a calf sprain. We thought it was going to be about 3 weeks, but he's been out 3 months and he hasn't trained yet, so... When somebody's been out 3 months, I think it's too much to expect somebody to come back in and play first-team football straight away.
Scunthorpe next. A couple of lads, Howard, Flynn, are they likely to be around by then?
We're hoping so. Scougal's not far away. Jason Holt just struggling with that ankle as well. Hopefully we'll get one or two back for next week.
Nigel Clough, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the gantry. Still in there, but just need that resounding win to get the juices flowing and the crowd flowing again.